Word on Today FM.
It's time for the business news with Ian Guider of the Business Post. And to start, tell me about this action being taken by retailers in Dublin City Centre against the traffic management plans brought in a while ago now, which I thought apparently were working quite well.
Brought in controversially to the traders or some of the traders in Dublin City Centre towards the end of August. And today, the Dublin City Traders Alliance, which is made up of members like BT and Arnott's and Louis Copeland's, the Restaurants Association, the Car Park Association, have lodged claims for a judicial review of the decision, according to the Irish Independent. What the new traffic plan means is that there are times between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. every day where private cars are banned from crossing the Keys. It's so that public transport like the Lewis, like buses and like cyclists can move much more freely. They were against it all across the summer. They pushed for a delay in this decision. They wanted a further consultation. They carried out an economic report claiming that it would cost traders over the next few years 141 million. And now they are taking this decision to have a judicial review of the Dublin City Council move. Now, I said this to you a couple of months ago. This was an option. I didn't actually think it would happen, given that the plan has come into effect. And DCC and a lot of the people who are using Dublin City Centre right now seem to be very pleased with it, that Dublin buses are moving much more quickly. We don't have any hard data as to whether footfall in Dublin is down yet as a result of it. So I wonder whether this is preemptive, because, of course, if it's working between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., well, of course, the council will start to expand the times and also expand the zones as to where it's in operation.
But you see, you wonder as well with footfall, is it down because tourist numbers start falling from September as well? And for other reasons why people are just, as part of a long-term trend, are not doing as much shopping in city centre areas as they used to.
Yeah, and that has been a factor since COVID-19. We know footfall is not during some of the days of the week what it was, because many people are still working from home. Let's be honest, we had that task force report coming out earlier on this week detailing why Dublin isn't doing as well as it had been. So yeah, but this will be in the matter of the courts, but it does show you the pressures that will be coming on Dublin City Council to justify this decision. Because all of the backers of the City Centre Traders Alliance are all big retailers and they all have deep pockets and they all have a lot at stake here.
Okay, what's the latest on Bewley's and Grafton Street and a rent row there?
Yes, they have had a victory in the Dublin Circuit Court today, and for many years Bewley's have been in a dispute with the owner of their famous cafe on Dublin Grafton Street. It's owned by Johnny Ronan, the property developer, through one of his companies, and they have always argued for years that the rent they are paying on the cafe of around €1.5 million per year was just so expensive that it didn't make the cafe viable because the rent is so high. They were locked into an upwards-only rental agreement. It expired a couple of years ago, so the court's decision, or what the court had to decide, were they entitled to a new tenancy agreement? Yes, they were. But more importantly, what would the rate be? And there's been a lot of back and forth. They've called in experts to say, what would another tenant pay for a passing rent in Dublin's Grafton Street? And that figure was around €740,000. So it's an effective 50% reduction in what Bewley's will pay. As I said, this has been going on for years. There was a whole other court battle about the stained glass windows, which are worth in of themselves around €1 million. But Bewley's saying this gives them a chance now to run the cafe so that it will be able to stay open. They did a big renovation a couple of years ago when it reopened, and they are hopeful now, with the rent being reduced, that they will have money to invest in it and money to keep it going.
Okay, let's go international. And we have a few listeners who seem to be Elon Musk fanboys. So I'm sure they'll want us to note how his personal wealth has soared after a surge in the value of Tesla shares.
You would be surprised how many Irish fanboys of Elon Musk there are. But he is today.
And we're not amongst those number, I think, Ian, as they have identified.
As I certainly have been identified as somebody who's not his biggest fan. But you do have to give him credit, because he is now once again by far the world's richest man, because the value of his stake in Tesla has shot up by about $26 to $27 billion in the space of just over 24 hours. Tesla shares surged by 21% yesterday, adding
on what basis?
on the basis that the company is talking about producing more cars next year than it did this year.
Talking about producing. There's an awful lot of talk in Tesla.
Also talking about the fact that it's looking to produce the cars at a lower cost, so it should make more money. And the fact that in addition to making money from its cars, that it is advancing full self-driving, that it's a robotics company. Look, this was a very impressive
performance. How many times have we heard this story?
But
I'm sorry, he gave a performance about a week ago.
That was
It was terrible.
This one was quite good, and it has worked. 21% rise in the share price yesterday. It has continued today. It's up by about 4% again today, while the wider markets are suffering. So he has added somewhere between $26 to $27 billion to his wealth, now worth $270 billion. So he can keep those checks going to voters in America to get Donald Trump over the line.
Boohoo is a company that I suspect a lot of our listeners use when they're getting their clothes. Tell us about Mike Ashley's ambitions to be its new chief executive.
Yes, Mike Ashley, the founder of Sports Direct, has written to the board of Boohoo, which parted ways with its chief executive, John Little, who is from Offaly. They parted ways a week ago, and he has told the board that he wants to be the next chief executive. Sports Direct, or Frasers Group as it's known now, they are a big shareholder in Boohoo. They say that the value of the company has been destroyed due to the fact of a lack of leadership or a clear vision as to how to run this company, and Mike Ashley wants to step in. Now, the board of Boohoo have come out today and said, well, this presents all sorts of conflict because Frasers Group are a shareholder, but they're still a minority shareholder. They also happen to be a shareholder, a significant shareholder in ASOS, which is another rival. And while Sports Direct is mostly known for selling sporting goods, they also have a number of clothing brands as well, which would be in competition with Boohoo. So this is a little bit unusual, but Mike Ashley is not somebody who goes away. I've looked at that letter. It's 7 or 8 pages long, and he is pointing out all of the criticism that Boohoo was once worth billions of euros. It was selling all over the world, particularly strong in UK and Ireland, and its share price is down 90%, and he believes he's the man to step in.
In fairness, he has a track record. No matter what you might think about his working practices and his behaviours, he has a tendency to get results for shareholders, doesn't he?
He has, but if you look at what's going on with Mike Ashley now, he's actually a fascinating individual, how he's built up this empire. He's a shareholder in all these companies. He's the largest shareholder in Hugo Boss, and also the handbag maker Mulberry, which they have tried to buy as well, which is a whole different end of the market from Sports Direct to Mulberry handbags, which sell for quite a lot of money. So you can see this individual, who is practically the only person who believes in high street retailing right now and online.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.